On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, my name's Anna, and this is my EP, High Def Multinational, under the multifaceted art project Kōtiro.
I love the minimal production, and this is like your debut release. Like, yeah, what? Tell me about High Def Multinational.
High Def Multinational is a concept EP. I guess for me, I have always made work that kind of explores some of the tensions around growing up with like multiple lineages in Aotearoa. And I know that so many people in New Zealand have their own iteration of that experience. Some people in my family are like all families, I'm sure, like super right wing and like really conservative and have like really different perspectives around like the significance of economics and sort of the fallout that has obviously in ways for the environment. And so I wanted to make something that kind of could be an outlet for moving between these different viewpoints, you know, from a tūhoe point of view, which is like where my dad hails from, and then also from more of a, like, I suppose a European or kind of a classic Pākehā point of view. And so I suppose the whole collection is just like little sonic sketches and bits of research into some of those tensions.
I am sure like loads of people can relate to this, like exploring your identity and being observational about two different cultures really shows who you are as an artist. And I'm so excited to hear more from you.
Oh, thanks. I feel like it's been a pretty lo-fi experience, but over a long period of time, you know what I mean? And I just want to preface, like, not in a self-deprecating way, but I really don't know anything about making music. So I think that can be, I don't know, I just find it hilarious and rad to be able to like talk to you about these about these tracks.
Yeah,
you know?
No, they're so awesome. And yeah, like, who does really know how to make
music?
It's
pretty wavy art form.
Right? Yeah, exactly. There's no right or wrong way. So the first track is Chrome Tabs. Could you tell me a bit about that one?
Chrome Tabs is inspired by some of the stuff I was reading about the internet during lockdown. So, and it was made during lockdown as well. I was starting to look into the like influence on some of the sort of like Silicon Valley moguls on economics and on us, like on society, and obviously the place of the internet in our lives is massive, and that can be a really fruitful thing. So one of the samples is actually of my dad. So he passed away when I was 19, and I was like kind of tripping out about how I could have this sort of sentimental portal to be able to connect with my dad when he was still alive. So yeah, one of the samples is him talking about the rata tree in Te Urewera, in the Ngahere, the rainforest where we come from, taking manuhiri, taking some visitors on a guided walk there. And then the other samples are kind of distorted vocals of Margaret Thatcher and Bob Jones, because I think that from my understanding, like that sort of era of politics around the world was like super significant, you know, when Thatcher was Prime Minister in the UK, a really big time for us in the 80s and whatnot, kind of moving towards more of a neoliberal thrust, I suppose. And so, yeah, and then I was reading about how like Peter Thiel basically bought himself citizenship and like hundreds and hundreds of hectares of land in Wanaka in Te Waipounamu. And I was kind of thinking about how sometimes I think those Silicon Valley moguls are kind of this like clergy who can bypass all of the things that are in place to kind of keep people safe because they're so like rich and powerful. So for me, Chrome tabs is just like a little track that kind of reflects on the multifaceted thing that is the internet and how it can be like really cool and teleport you to somewhere great, and how it can be kind of shit and dark at the same time. All the Little Birds, yeah, the second track on High Def Multinational, that track was inspired by the Toroa, who's the albatross, and Toroa was the chief navigator on the ancestral canoe, the waka, that my Polynesian ancestors came to Aotearoa on. And yeah, so his name was Toroa, and Mā Tātua landed in Whakatāne, and the descendants from that waka moved inland. Then they intermingled with Ngā Pōtiki, one of the older tribes in Te Urewera in the rainforest, and then sprung forth Tūhoe, who are, well, modern day Tūhoe, which is, yeah, my iwi. So that's like, I don't know, a homage to the Toroa, I guess. But the track thematically is like around, it's like a love song really for my brothers and for my sister, and like kind of trying to look out for their mental health, because I read this awesome thing about the albatross, the Toroa, which is that they are like a semi-solitary bird. They have this huge migration when they go down to Antarctica, and because it's such a long distance, they cry, they self-clean their eyes by crying. And that is like, I think, an inspiration for one of the tukutuku panels that you can see if you go into the whare tupuna, into a marae, as derivative of that motion of, yeah, the tears of Toroa. So All the Little Birds kind of talks to mental health in Aotearoa, and like, I wish sometimes I could understand the frame of mind from my brother's perspective and from my little sister's perspective too, because I think that, yeah, I wish that New Zealand stoicism wasn't so intense, you know. I dreamed I saw the end, I dreamed I held the end, I dreamed I was the end. I could feel it all, I could taste it all, little on my mouth like blood, elemental composition combust. Falcon of the earth, if it's into the water, with the epic syndicate, what I need, I'll Huey, ah, 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 ah. Is this dream good? Is this dream bad? Baby, I don't know. We don't know. Oh, we don't. Oh, we don't. When I think of a man, I see a great man. Solid. Yeah.
was the end. He could feel it all, he could taste it all. Metal in his mouth like blood. Elemental composition combust. Fogum on the earth pivots into the water. He's the epicenter, he caught on in a sui. I, is his dream? Is his dream? But baby, don't know. He don't know. Oh, he don't. Oh, he don't. Oh, the little birds fall back in the net long before they're dying. Oh, the little birds fall back in the net long before they're dying. Oh, the great birds fall back in the night long before they're dying. With me, you can. Stop saying you're fine. With me, you can be not alright. You can stop saying you're fine. Stop saying you're fine.
Puti's Maunga is a chant, a karakia as well, a prayer that sonically I realised after I improvised it at my house in Wellies, is derived from the vibrations of Buddhist chanting, of Buddhist karakia. I've been a Buddhist since I was 16. And so something that's like really, really enriched my life and like helped to sort of set the precedent for how to treat people in a really, I think, quite healthy way of like, here's a point of reference, engaging with the world. So the down below the ocean and she went to the bottom. It's similar to when you start chanting and you just go, nam-myoho renge ko, nam-myoho renge kyo, and then like everybody joins in all these kind of like quite dissonant, not necessarily pretty sounding harmonics, but it's a very soothing thing, you know, to be chanting and praying in all of these different vibrations and harmonies with people. So anyway, that's the kind of the sound, I suppose, of that track. Again, it's not a full song, it's just a little collage, and it's for my friend whose name is Puti Lancaster, and she's one of my creative and artistic heroes, and she makes artwork that kind of amplifies the voices of marginalized communities in Aotearoa. So she told me once, I said, she'd just finished this massive project. I go, Puti, how was it? And she was like, honestly, Anna, it's like I thought that I was going into the moana to pull up one maunga, and then I went back down and far out there were all of these other maunga. Like, you think you finish one quest and then there's all these other quests that you just on the low key like unearth for yourself, you know. So that's what that track talks to.
Down below the ocean and she went to the bottom to pull up what she thought was ground to pull a man. And when she hauled her to the surface, then she dove down back to, oh my good God, there's something else, another mountain. And no, she thought that she had reached the end of her colossal task. It dawned on her right there and then, oh no, I haven't. Cause after she pulled up that mountain and she surfaced just to stay atop, she saw that, oh my God, there's no more mountains.
Fuck Forever is a song that is based on being a teenager in Wellington, and I often felt really alienated growing up here. You know, te reo Māori was my first language, and then in my lifetime I sort of, it was like really uncool to talk in te reo Māori. And some of the places that I found myself, like in my early teens. And so I felt a little bit disillusioned about, like, about what it meant to be Māori when I was like 14, all the way through to being sort of like 17, 18, really. Where I went to Onslow College, and there was like a bigger population of German exchange students at our school than there were tangata whenua. There was a cool community there though, like, you know, we looked out for each other and supported one another, but it was quite a different time, within the last sort of like 10, 15 years. There's this awesome push for te reo Māori to be more widely used in day-to-day life. So anyhow, I was sort of like, holy shit, what is this random culture that sort of feels derived, like it's derived from like American high school or something? And I just felt like there were also things going on, like the recession was happening, and you know, my mum, my dad and my auntie all lost their jobs simultaneously, like in the national government. And I was just like, shit man, like I feel like we don't really care. I don't know, like there's just this sort of ambivalence or something. And yeah, for that reason, I guess that's where that idea of like, they want to fuck forever, dream of never, that whole chorus.
Take the time.
Interlude and Force Field inspired by moving to Auckland City and how turbo that period of time was for me. They're about quickly coming of age, going from a sheltered existence and then having to quickly adapt to new surroundings. And that transition for me is not dissimilar to Hine Tsitama going through to Hine Nui Te Pō.
I was running hard, I was running hard.
Force field.
Running hard, running hard.
Force field.
Fell to the ground and I drew blood.
Force field.
But I got back up and I ran and ran.
Force field.
I got a job to do still away.
Force field.
Put my force field up like an enemy.
Force field.
I won't let you close, I won't break faith.
Force field.
I got my force field and I know the way.
Force field.
Down with the ones that make me cry.
Force field.
Takes me up to the dead of night.
Force field.
Calling on my body then apologize.
Force field.
I will not forgive it from now until I die.
Force field.
He was doting on my body but I don't want love.
Force field.
Got a job to do that's number one.
Force field.
So I send him away and I send him
off.
Put that force field up when I had enough.
Force field.
I cut off friends even though they're old.
Force field.
Had to change tempo, now we're grown.
Force field.
Cars beating over big white roads.
Force
like arteries, they open and close.
Force field.
Ventricle, pump the blood real high.
Force field.
I should be still my beating heart.
Force field.
Don't let me break face and fall apart.
Force field.
Don't let me break face, oh.
Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah. Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah. Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah.
NZ On Air Music.